So the first woman that you want to embody is the Wonder Woman. Okay, write that down, the Wonder Woman. The Wonder Woman, can you guess? The Wonder Woman is, she's powerful. She takes action. She makes things happen, okay? When she's had her heart broken, she gets through that. She gets through that. She works, she provides, she gets stuff done, okay? She is a force of nature. No matter what's going on in her life, she can take care of herself. She gets through anything, anything. The Wonder Woman, she is representing the masculine energy in you, okay? She represents the masculine energy in you. I know I told you not to take notes, but if you do want to type here, like take notes in the comment box, you can do that. Everybody has a Wonder Woman in her, but she's not awake in everyone, okay? So if you haven't given life to your Wonder Woman, chances are that you're attracting men who are really masculine, okay? Because you are not ingrained into your masculinity, okay? And let me explain this for a moment in case you're new to my world. When I talk about masculine and feminine energy, I'm talking about the divine energies and also sometimes the wounded energies. Being masculine or feminine has nothing to do with whether or not you are a woman or a man or whatever you identify it with. This is the energy that we all have. Stacy already said, I have too much of the Wonder Woman in me. Yes, so this is what I want you to see. I want you to call out these things because it's hard to break a pattern in our dating, in your dating life if you cannot see what's been happening, if you cannot see who you've been, if you cannot see who what you've been doing, right? So this is the purpose of that. So that's amazing, Stacy. Way to call that out. So the Wonder Woman, she also has very, very strict boundaries. Okay, she has boundaries, she has standards. I am a Wonder Woman, yeah. But there are two sides of her. There is one side where she's like a force of nature. She makes things happen and she's coming from a place of inspiration, but there is another side to her too, where she has these boundaries. She has a wall up. She operates based on the past. She closes off her heart. And she pushes people away because she's so afraid of getting hurt. And then she buries herself in work. Then she distracts herself with drinking, gambling, sex, porn, whatever you want to call it, like so many different avenues. She needs distractions. She needs outside stimulation. So she compensates for all of these things with a lot of work. So no men are good enough for her because she will find flaws in all of them. But deep down, she doesn't feel worthy either. She attracts very feminine men that she calls weak, soft, not man enough, people who don't step up. She is very, very assertive. So it's not necessarily that the man is weak or the woman. It doesn't matter, whatever you prefer. It is that your energy is so strong, your masculinity is so strong that it attracts men or women who are more feminine, okay? Because everything has a match, okay? Good afternoon, Nancy. I'm glad you're here. Yes, I am workaholic and I keep myself distracted as much as possible. Yes, so you don't want to feel. So you're doing anything you can to avoid feeling. So the men that you've been attracting are more feminine. Instead of looking at it as, oh, all men are like this, all men are soft, look at like what energy am I operating from? Am I operating as the Wonder Woman? I think I attract masculine men, but I find fault all the time. Yeah, there you go. So this is to really bring awareness to you. I want you to embody the Wonder Woman, but the healthy Wonder Woman, okay? The Wonder Woman who looks out for her, who takes care of others, who make things happen, who has the resilience in her body, in her heart, who can do anything, who provides, who works. She doesn't need anybody. She doesn't need anything. I mean, you know why she's so important? Because when you go out on dates, if you don't have the boundaries of the masculine Wonder Woman, anybody will be able to tell you anything. People will be able to lure you in because you're not solid in yourself. Wonder Woman, she is solid. She knows how to look out for red flags. She knows when someone is not for her. It can seem like someone is great, but the Wonder Woman, she's like, I don't know, is this for me, right? So she has the ability to move on when need be. So she is very, very, very strong. Rose said, I'm also turned off by feminine men and I want a masculine man, but then we butt heads, right? So naturally, if you are more masculine, you are gonna attract someone who's more feminine. So healing your masculinity and then tapping into your femininity and learning how to balance them more is gonna help you attract someone who is also masculine, but one is still gonna be a little stronger than the other. It's just how it works in this universe, okay? So how much did you resonate with Wonder Woman? How much did you resonate with her? Did you feel, yes, that's me? Or are you feeling, no, I need to wake her up. Like, I need her to come alive in my body. She needs to wake up from her nap because my boundaries are poor. I let people walk all over me. I settle for less. I'm in these long relationships that I don't really want to be in. I don't even know why I'm ending them. And I have a really hard time speaking up for myself. I have a very hard time standing up for myself. Yeah, I need to awaken her. I need her to wake the F up. I need her to wake up. She needs to wake up.